Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is 8-8, Thursday, the 8th day of August 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We've got Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman, joining us. She's been to Libya. She's been to Syria. She's witnessed what's going on over there. You often hear her demonized by liberal and mainline conservative radio and TV because, well, in the final equation, she is a real person. And to many respects, has transcended the false left-right paradigm. That's why they ran her out of Congress. We're going to be talking to her about a host of issues in the third hour today. Popping in for 10, 15 minutes in the second hour will be James Neighbors and Dallas Thurman. They've helped kick off what was very successful a few days ago, and they have more events coming. Just the spontaneous call they put out on the internet to have people go out and call for Obama's impeachment in overpass takeovers. And, you know, all over the country, the police really haven't been able to stop anybody. They've tried to claim there's free speech zones, but they lose lawsuits when that happens. Most of the police I've found want to defend the First Amendment. I saw a video this morning we're going to play later in Wisconsin of the police saying you can't, you know, gather and talk or gather and sing in the capitals. Well, these are our capitals. And, you know, when I go out and have a demonstration, I don't get a permit unless it's to shut down a road. That's when you get a permit because you're blocking other people. But when you're just out demonstrating on the side of the road, there is no permit, folks. It's like there's no permit for a gun. They just create those outside of law to condition you that it's a privilege. And then they can revoke the privilege like New York, D.C., and Chicago have done. They want to license having kids now, which you go, well, they're a bunch of dumb people. Yeah, but they're going to use it on you. They want your healthy, adjusted kid. They want you because you're hardworking and adjusted. You'll comply. They fill their ranks of bureaucrats and with all these knuckle-dragging morons out there that couldn't tie their shoelaces. So we're going to be discussing that today as well. Obama is to mark the 50th anniversary of MLK's dream speech to imply that he's like Martin Luther King when he's the opposite. All about race, not about the character of your deeds and what you stand for. All about tyranny. All about, you know, saying that Obamacare would cover pre-existing conditions. Of course it didn't. Everything he says turns out to be a lie. Even if you agree with his socialism, which I don't, it's not even that. It's just a total sucker job. Also, ex-Border Patrol agents warn politicians helping cartels in U.S. That's Breitbart. They put out a public letter. Of course, they're reporting Mexican drug cartels increasingly hire U.S. military servicemen for assassination. I told you that 16 years ago, and I told you that about 8 years ago with Celi Castillo, the former DEA agent. They came and set up and sent to prison for talking about that. We got to get him back on sometime. He's out of prison now. He owned a couple shotguns, sold them to his neighbor, and they said that was gun running. School teacher needing to make some money. That's the type of thing they do in this country, Vietnam veteran on top of it. And people go, well, why do they target good people? Because they're a mafia. And the more you realize that and stop being so naive, I don't mean our general listeners, but people tuning in for the first time, the better chance we have at a future here. You see, I'm the opposite of NPR. And all the NLP control freaks and all the programmers out there who learn about all this knowledge and then use it to control you. I'm here for a global jailbreak. I want to maximize your intelligence, maximize your horizons. I want to see a brain boost out there because I want my children and their great-grandchildren to grow up in a free universe. That's what I'm looking for. And I declare war on all the manipulators, all the control freaks, all the people that learn the knowledge of how the world works and use it against humanity. I'm here to try to unlock as many minds as I can to bring down the tyrants. What are you here for? Which side are you on? Big news straight ahead on combat ground robots. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ah! Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Kickstart my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I think a Corvette will do that for you, won't it? Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8-8, Thursday, the 8th day of August, 2013. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to open the phones up in this hour and cover the waterfront of news throughout the broadcast today. And then I have four different news reports, that the InfoWars Nightly News team has filed for this radio show / TV show today that are extremely important. Global Mafia killed Michael Hastings, damning new evidence. From foster care to child prostitution, Leanne McAdoo breaks that down. Jakari Jackson went out to the tryouts for American Idol and talked to the Zombos and tied it into the NSA. That's pretty hilarious, but also very sad at the same time. And then Gigi Arnetta also has another report we're going to be getting to today, dotted throughout the three-hour transmission. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney will be joining us to cover the waterfront in the third hour, but I do want to open the phones up for first-time callers again for your questions for yours truly, because I get so many emails. I don't even really have email, but the emails come into my crew, and I read stacks of them, and comments on InfoWars.com, and comments on PrisonPlanet.com, and comments on YouTube, all these questions. Well, here's your chance to call in. I do this every month or so. Questions for Alex Jones. Or maybe you agree with me on something or disagree, want to put me on the hot seat, ask me if I'm a reptoid, or whatever. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today. 800-259-9231. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I just want to throw this out because it broke at the end of the show. We reported on it. So did a KXAN locally and KVUE. Child killed because parents smoked pot, handed over to convicted pot dealer. The male foster parent, not the one charged with beating the two-year-old girl's brains out, Alexandria Hill, was a two-time convicted pot dealer. So the parents... Neighbors reported pot being smoked. They asked some of the family. The sister said, oh, yes, my brother smokes pot. And that was it. Goodbye, two-year-old. And goodbye, you're 6 feet under now. Unfortunately, she died last week after 2 days on life support and a respirator. And I saw people going, well, their parents smoked pot. They deserve it. So they were handed over to pot dealers. I mean, this is completely sick, ladies and gentlemen. But I guess the criminals in our society, and I'm not saying pot dealers are big criminals, but after they don't have jobs anymore, they've got to get government jobs. Like, I see waivers all the time for people with felonies becoming police officers and illegal aliens becoming police officers. This is what every authoritarian society does. It goes out and hires criminals to rule over the rest of us. So, big victory for all of you anti-marijuana people out there. She's dead. You won. And I see you on the YouTube about it, celebrating her death. You're really good people. Because you can't admit it was wrong, she was killed. You want to demonize the family. You dirty pot smokers deserve this and that. It's really sick. You so-called law and order people know full well the government ships in the hard drugs. You know full well the big banks launder the money. You know full well they use the drug war to legalize modern slavery. That's how they make you a nonviolent slave, nonviolent offender in one of their private prisons, building widgets for 25 cents an hour on average, displacing everybody else's jobs, biggest prison economy the world's ever seen. That's how you make new slaves today. Is you don't say, oh, they're black, they deserve it, or they're German and they deserve it if you were in the Roman Empire, or they're Gaulish from what's France today, so they deserve it, or they're from North Africa, they deserve to be slaves. No, you just say you were caught with illegal drugs. You're now going to pay fines and fees. You're now going to go to jail and come out 5 years later with a degree in crime, the only job you've got, robbing people's houses or becoming a foster parent. Oh, it's so sick. And you're seven times more likely to be abused in foster care. Look up the Justice Department's own numbers, and they all know it. So they demonize the parents and say, no, they deserve it. They're potheads. And you hand them over to other potheads so they can hammer the brains out. It's all on you. So go ahead and laugh about it. It's all going to come back on you. By the way, very interesting piece of art put out by the great graphics crew that we have here at Infowars.com. You can see the artist rendition of a Obama Jugend, Obama Youth Corps commander, with his Google glasses, reporting on the 1984 society. That's up on the front page of Infowars.com. Let's see what we've got up on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com. You know, PrisonPlanet.com is a very important site because a lot of news that gets posted up there does not get posted on Infowars.com for whatever reason. So we'll punch up PrisonPlanet.com and show folks some of the news that's there that's not on Infowars.com. It's important to check both sites, and there you can see the young child being punched in the face by the police officer and being dragged away to be given to CPS as he begs and pleads. That video is up on the site right now. Some of the other news that's on the sites: Miami, spray graffiti, get tasered to death. Smoke pot, get your two-year-old's brains bashed out. Land of the free, home of the brave, anybody? The Edward Snowden solar flare kill shot hoax. Yet another ludicrous conspiracy theory overshadows issues of real significance. Video of cops slapping 10-year-old boy stirs outrage. Just mentioned that. Mafia hits special report. I mean, that's a good headline, but I want to change it to most powerful mafia kills Michael Hastings. That's really what the report is we're going to be playing here on the radio coming up at the bottom of the hour. The rise of the bear, 18 signs that Russia is rapidly catching up to the United States. Government mass surveillance justifications are so dumb, they're crazy pants. Welcome to post-Constitution America. The weapons of war come home. Rebels reportedly target Assad's convoy. How journalism professionals killed the Washington Post. That's just some of the amazing articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, in the interest of taking calls and getting the special reports coming up, let me just read to you headlines that I will cover here today that I'm going to get to. But let me just, in the interest of it, let me just give you some of the other headlines that are up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. I'm going to run into my webmasters and say, hey, let's post some of these really important articles. They're up on DrudgeReport.com, but they're all in there doing a great job. But here are some of them. Scientists to create mutant form of new bird flu virus to work out risk of it causing a deadly human pandemic. Isn't that just something special? So we're going to be getting to that. Also, Russia developing terrorist killer robots. Well, it's okay if they're for killing terrorists. Now, what they're for is overwhelming any resistance. And I'm going to explain that conversion over to the kill grid coming up. And this is out of the official Russian news agency. Russian army to unveil new robotic vehicles next year. Combat hunter-killer robots. And what they are, as I keep telling you, this is what's classified that was leaked to me in 1999. They have basically 18-wheelers that are robotic, that have turrets on the top and guns on the front, nerve gas cannons, CS cannons, less lethal rubber bullets, face scanning cameras on them with your image and your biometric of your body move, the way you walk, the way you run. The AI face scanning, body scanning, biometric cameras are up everywhere. Picking up your heat residence, even if you're wearing a hood, it knows who you are. Your heat residence pattern, your walk biometric pattern, it's all being loaded in to the giant, already sentient, according to my sources, or at least they believe it's sentient. Let's say this, it's 100% autonomous. And they've got a bunch of these computers. They've got the Pentagon Hive Brain. They've got what they call the Beast System in Brussels. They keep adding to. And well, I said I'd get to this later. And there's a total conversion to robots. But they're only in the get rid of the most of the humans phase. See, Skynet's run by the globalist. That's their word for it in the 70s. They just picked it up and put it in those James Cameron movies. And the whole issue is it's a total conversion to this. There'll be no more combat troops. There'll be no more fathers. There'll be no more family. It'll all be broken up so no one can resist. And then they will selectively play games with the rest of us and just have fun basically tearing us to pieces. And again, this is all being announced in all their publications that they, and they invite all the Hollywood people to the Ray Kurzweil private events, and they're all told if they get on board with this, they're going to get to become gods. That's not going to be happening. It is beyond Elysium, by the way. Elysium is the socialist idea, just like District 9, the same director and writer, where, you know, the elite put you all in concentration camps and you deserve, you know, the goodies of the life extension technology. And then that's pitched as, oh, it's socialist, and socialism is the answer. Then the director comes out today and denies that this is a political film. I mean, Matt Damon wants your guns, he wants open borders, and he puts his kids in the most expensive private school with bodyguards. But he's also a great actor. I like Matt Damon as an actor, as a person. I just know he's not that smart. He's actually a good guy. I know people that know him, and they say he's a really nice person. He doesn't have a mind to understand the criminal operations of the globalist. He's naive. I shouldn't even say stupid. And I don't think the director of District 9, because again, I know folks that know him, that have had dinner with him, they really believe in social justice. They don't get, they're going to use social classes to bring down the middle class to make sure everybody's poor. They're going to pour in the third world populations while suppressing their technological development into the first world and into the old world to bring us all down. And then behind national security, corporate reservations, the globalists are going to have all the life extension. All right, we'll come back into the rest of the news. Go to your phone call. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the number one constitutional, libertarian, pro-human, pro-truth, 110% in the tyrant's face, multimedia platform, radio, TV, internet system in the world. Fox News, you know, says they're number one on cable news. It's absolutely true. The Young Turks can say they're number one for news when it comes to YouTube specifically, putting out kind of a fake liberal, liberty, Al Gore worship type message. It's true. They are number one in that one venue. But if you look at the full spectrum of a multimedia platform, we are heads above in every single metric. Infowars.com. And there's all sorts of people that, you know, come out with all these different reports and all these different breakdowns and all these different systems saying we're number one. No, we're number one. No, I'm number one. Well, you're number one. Number one for being able to force the story out and buck the establishment grain. I was just thinking about this during the break because we had Fox News on in there, and you know, they have like the five or number one in their time slot. Well, yeah, so was every other Fox News show for cable TV. For cable news, that is. And I was just thinking about the fact, wow, I never even really think about the fact that we're number one when it comes to wide spectrum, hardcore, anti-New World Order news. I mean, there's nothing even close. But number one for breaking stories or pushing stories out that weren't getting attention and setting the media agenda against the grain is DrudgeReport.com. And it absolutely infuriates the establishment. We've covered that in the last few weeks. But I want people to understand who are listeners and who are new listeners. By every metric, Google Analytics, StatBrain, Alexa, you name it, we are number one when it comes to website, audio streams, podcast. We're probably 7, 8, maybe 9, you can depend, biggest AM, FM show in the country. You know, Talkers has us in the top 30, whatever. The issue is that it isn't about that for me. And I don't even really think about that a lot of times. You know what I'm thinking about? Because I realize I start talking fast, hyperventilating, getting upset because I've got children. I know how short my life is. I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 in a few months. Seems like yesterday I was 5 years old, fishing with my grandfather. Seems like yesterday. The years go by like seconds. I really care about my children. I really care about your children. I care about a future. People call me a schmuck, a softy. No, I'm a human that's got my head screwed on. And I know the Pentagon, I remember reading 15 years ago, said we're gathering everybody's biometric data so everyone can be tracked and hunter-killer robots can be dispatched. And we're developing specific, not just race-specific weapons, but individually specific bioweapons tailored to kill a certain person. And, you know, our cloning operations have gone well, 20 years ago. And this is a decade ago. And I'm just like, hey, you know, they've got clones. You know, they don't have rights because they're 1%, you know, plant or animal. You know, they, and they're like, oh, yeah, the crazy man. And I've just got all the documents, all the admissions. They've got an artificially intelligent. The Russians have got one. The West has them looking at us through our computers, through our TVs, tracking everything we're doing. CNN now admits your TV is physically watching you, not just watching everything you do and tracking it. And there's a giant kill grid and I can't get people upset about it. What the hell? I don't want to be. And there's all these egomaniacs and crazy media people that just want to be on TV and be famous. Don't you get it, you jackasses? There ain't any damn future if we don't beat this son of a bitch. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to talk like that, but I can't keep doing this radio show and sitting up here and reporting all these reams of crap. Like I don't even want to be competitive with people. I don't even want to be up here challenging other media people. I look at the egomaniacs just dripping narcissism when I watch Fox News or CNN. All of them feel like they've arrived and they're all in a power trip because they're in some studio on TV. I mean, who cares? None of it matters. It's all make-believe while the globalists set up the end, while the globalists set up the demise of our society and our civilization. We've been cut out of the future. The globalists have decided to radically re-engineer everything. And every time I talk to a professor or a zoologist specialist in viruses and all these people I know and run into, they go, well, Alex, the public is dumb and ugly and they deserve to die. And I go, don't you get that you're not in the winning club? Well, yeah, that's why I live in Wimberley and hide out. I know. Well, then why aren't you doing something about it? Just because you know about what's going on doesn't mean it gives you power over it. I mean, folks, well, you're in a science fiction movie. AI computers are watching and tracking you for the day to give the order to send hunter killer robots to kill you. That's if you're dug in.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I always love how people get up on the news and say, the government has drones, it has nukes, it has tanks. So what if you Second Amendment people say that you have guns to protect yourself from the government? We can wipe you out anytime we want. You've seen Al Sharpton say that. You've seen Slimeball, Chris Matthews say it. You've seen them all say it. And all those people are just openly engaged in treason, even making statements like that. We are the government. It's illegal to use the military against us. This is supposedly our country, isn't it? And because we had some freedom here, we became the most wealthy nation in the world. Now we've been taken over and exploited to build the New World Order. So we're the greatest enemy of the New World Order while they suck the blood out of us. And I want to explain something to you. This is all in MIT magazines. It's all in publications. It's all in DARPA reports. I show them to you all the time. I showed you more today. There is a complete conversion by 2020. And they said this back in the 70s in the Pentagon. And by the way, they've done it all. That they were going to convert by 2020 to a complete drone air force and drone ground force. And if you want to know what these are, basically, it's like an 18-wheeler that pulls up. It can have treads. It can have wheels. These are classified in the U.S. The Russians are now displaying them. This is classified, some of this, what you're hearing. A lot of it's been mentioned here or there, the funding. But I've talked to multiple military officers, colonels, generals, you name it, and they turn white when I bring this stuff up. But they have been testing where they have helicopters dump out 15 motorcycles that are robots, okay? And the motorcycles land. They've got struts on the side that make it pop up to an upward position. It's got guns, weapons, video ports, just like in the last Terminator movie, folks. They've actually got that, okay? I'm trying to explain this to you. Motorcycles that go 200 miles an hour, they had them 20 years ago that were robot remote control. Now they're autonomous. And do you know what they do? They've got your digital photo, folks. And they know what you, and now they're being fed how you walk, all your biometrics. You could be wearing a burqa. They'd know you were John Smith, Will Jones, Leanne McAdoo. And this is what the globalists say. This is what they're building with just glistening composite eyes of surveillance. With the blimps and the drones and the street cameras and the smartphones and millions of Google glasses set to be deployed, where now you're an agent of Google, in their own words, scanning, being fed into these giant AI computers that the humans already aren't designing. A decade ago, I talked to top engineers and have since sent the news going, listen, none of us know how these computers work now. We just know how to put the things and code together to make it work. Do you understand this is the end of all of us? You understand that all the top futurists say that the decision has been made, from Ray Kurzweil to Bill Joy down the line, that we are to be exterminated. Okay, I'm going to try to. The government is already run by giant AI computers that make the decisions of who they're going to SWAT team raid, of what the public's going to do before we do it. They can already predict general trends and future trends. They say up to 98% in massive trends, in group trends, 93% in your individual trend. It knows when you're going to go to Target, or when you're going to go to the steakhouse, or when you're going to go to church, or what movie you're going to go see before you do, because it's already mapped who you are. And it's not to empower us and go to Alpha Centauri's, folks. They've already decided they're going to get rid of everybody, and the elite believe they're going to merge with these machines. They've already decided the machines are the new creature, the new evolution, and have already made the decision. That's why I can't even hate some steroid cop with devil tattoos all over him with a shaved head on 6th Street, bugging their eyes out and trying to intimidate people. They're like a little kid just acting tough in a Captain America outfit, strutting around. Yeah, there it is. U.S. Army-sponsored artificial intelligence surveillance system attempts to predict the future, Forbes. And that's a whitewash, folks. I mean, my dad was in advanced programs at the University of Texas in the late 60s, and they had CD-ROM and computer stuff that they didn't claim was invented till 15 years later. And, you know, he'd go buy the Tandy computer, the whatever, you know, when he was a dentist and I was a kid. And he'd say, look at this. They said this just came out and this was just invented. We had this 15 years ago. I mean, that's the type of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And these technocrats are on wild power trips. And then I just see the Hollywood people, and I see the TV people, and the local, the most arrogant are local talk show hosts who, you know, have small audiences and think they're God. And I just see everybody on these ego trips having no idea that we're in the end stages of human civilization as we know it. And this is all just an artificial construct to neutralize any resistance and make people basically stand down. And they're converting everything right now to an 18-wheeler that pulls up and offloads 15 ground robots that can go and in an hour kill everybody on the street. Now, there's Forbes again, Russia building terrorist-killing robot cop. I mean, this is the type of stuff. And the big thing you're going to deal with is medium-sized tanks that have treads, but even have wheels underneath that if they need them, that pull up to your house and then disgorge a bunch of remote control, basically little helicopters that only cost $1,000 a piece or so, that just fly up, shoot out your window in a computer program. It cuts a square out of your window, flies in basically with a hand grenade in it, and starts firing hand grenades at you. That's 20-year-old technology. I was told by a Marine Corps officer and then confirmed with another Army officer that they had warehouses full and were already simulating the deployment of robots decades ago. And now it's all out. Now, how long did I tell you all this? They just didn't want to scare you, folks. Now Japan's announcing they're going to have robot police on street corners. It's here, folks. They're just going to, boom, roll out the robots at all the factories. They're going to drive the cars. They're going to watch us. The smart meters are going to report on you. And this is all, as everything goes crazy, as people go narcissistically mentally ill on their power trips, as everybody starts backstabbing, as a type of end times craziness. End times mania sweeps in. And by the way, I can now show you, I told you about this over a decade ago, I can show you Pentagon releases where a drone flies over and dumps out 200 little bat-winged camera surveillance systems that spy on you but are also weaponized. Now again, they can dump these out over the city. They will go out and dump out mouse pox that kills 98% of humans. And then they will tell you that Al-Qaeda did it. And listen, they don't even need to have to kill the troops anymore that'll be piloting the drones when they come in, the mother drones, and drop these off. They're not even going to have to do that because now they're completely autonomous. They're coming online. With all the big robot makers, they're running promos to their stockholders with robot trucks that go to robot mines and pick up robot ore and are fueled by robot-run refineries that bring robot building materials to a factory where robots build it and robots work on the robots, and then a robot truck delivers it. And the Pentagon is openly saying that they will have the drones take out the, quote, veterans. So the Hitler Youth, the Boy Scouts trained to kill veterans, all that, you're just going to be the backup squads. Okay? And a lot of people are just going to be, well, I'm just going to party and try to go along with it. Go ahead. Go ahead. You and your entire family, if they're actually are able to deploy this into the final phases. Yeah, look at that big robot tank up there on the right. That's what they look like. See the tan one? Click on that. That's it. Robot missile launchers, you name it. That's an anti-aircraft robotic system. It's got the machine gun in the front. Yeah, that's probably 30-year-old technology. They've got these black mini tanks that look like something out of a science fiction movie with like 10 guns on the front. They deploy little killer robots. It's just unbelievable. And they're taking all our money, all our energy, everything to build the technocracy, to build their armored fortresses, and to put chemicals and additives in the food and water to neutralize people psychologically so you won't resist. And then you'll just start noticing, man, half the block's dying of cancer. It was only a third. Yeah, my kid's dying. I'm dying. The government health care is promising me care to make sure you don't get the treatment. And then they're just going to kill everybody. And then meanwhile, they have laws all over the country that are citizens, you know, homo sapiens, the enemy of the globalists that think they're transcendent God, that we can't even have in most cities a knife, a World War I knife with bare knuckles or with brass knuckles. We can't even have a knife to defend ourselves against all this. All of it built against us. And all we're being taught to do by the weaponized system is fight with each other. All we're being told is to fight over race and religion and where we're from and playing groups off against each other. Meanwhile, the entire future has been charted. It's been prepared. Artificially intelligent computers are surveilling us, radiating command modules, sub-command modules are being put in every neighborhood. Smart meters, Imperial probe droids are being put in on your house in their own words. DARPA admits they're deploying high-powered wavelength generators that on record can calm or even sicken a population. That's Baltimore Sun, 14 years ago, reported on that. It's so science fiction. They've deployed mind control towers. They've deployed face scanners. They are preparing all over the news, admitting huge facilities everywhere filled with bioweapons that kill almost everybody they come in contact with. And they're just getting everybody ready for it. And I realize how pathetic I am, how I get up here and make jokes about Obama, and I get up here and go, Obama, Obama, and I sit there and flirt with other media people on air, and I, all this, and it's just I am nothing in what I've done to resist things. I haven't been one-tenth as hardcore as I should be to really get people to front and center, get it through your brains, folks, that if everybody, the drug dealers for the government, the murderers for the government, the corporate little know-it-alls, all of you, but especially the narcissistic know-it-all public that thinks only caring about themselves is cool, or manipulating people in business is cool, or cheating people is cool, and, you know, you getting ahead is cool. That culture was sold to you so that you would stand down and not as an individual collectively defend basic liberties so the whole system would fall. It's psychological warfare, basically death darts everybody's been hit with. And you can just see people spinning out of control. Mental illness, breakdowns, manias, insane megalomaniacal delusions of grandeur, just melting down everywhere. And I could see now the singularity is accelerating. We don't have 10, 15 years like I thought. If we don't fully resist this right now, they could start really hammering this stuff down in 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. And we better talk to all the technicians and people who see their jobs are being phased out right now, building Skynet, building the AI autonomous. Folks, the one reason they're really arrogant is my contacts say they believe the computers they've got are now artificially intelligent. And I don't mean just autonomous. They are actually worshiping these things. Right out of Revelations, the image of the beast in Jerusalem being worshipped can be seen everywhere in the world by everyone at one time. Television, the Google blimps going up now to even broadcast sound directly to people's skulls so that even if you're in the middle of Africa, they're, by the way, pull that up. Google to broadcast directly to people's, they have toothbrush ads now on where your kid brushes their teeth and it transmits directly to their skull. I mean, it's all happening. Pepsi machines broadcasting right to your skull that you need Pepsi with fetal tissue inside of them. I mean, just everything. Just so insane. So wild. Already so over the top. And I realize I've even been conditioned. Instead of go to your phone calls. I've even been conditioned to not be responding to this like I should. There it is. Commercials be broadcast directly into consumers' heads. Paul Joseph Watson has an article, and it links through to what? I think that was CBS News. And London Telegraph as well. Man. And a lot of people just go, yeah, that's the way it is. I'm going to roll over and die. You think your ancestors really roll over and die, or I'm going to go party? Like, who cares? Don't you understand that is death of all that's good and signing over all these innocent people to be wiped out? And again, I get this attitude, well, there are too many of us and people are bad, so maybe they're right. The globalists are the worst of the worst. They're the worst people. And we need to reach out to the technocrats who are mid-level and know this is going on to let you understand you're smart enough to look at the cut of this. You're smart enough to look at the pieces of this thing. You're not going to be getting all this stuff. It's probably not even going to work. And a lot of experts and top scientists we've interviewed here, top professors, believe that the computers are going to turn on us. They've been designed to kill. They've been designed day one to surveil. Everything they're being set up to do is to hurt humans, violating the first law of Isaac Asimov and robotics. And sentient computers. And then you realize he was just a front guy of these people. And basically admitted it in speeches he gave that they would have computers that would predict the future. They've now got that. All of it. I'm just like, oh my God, they're really going to do this. And the globalists aren't just killing the dumbed down of the infirm, which is bad enough. It always leads to everybody else. They are targeting the most beautiful and intelligent. A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. First rule of robotics. A robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings except where such orders will conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. And they are engineering into computers and into robots the exact opposite, the entire architecture. The Russian leadership and the globalist leadership, who are interconnected at certain levels, are all racing each other, along with the communist Chinese leadership that's really allied with the West, are all racing each other to build this, to then have a battle with each other if they have to decide who gets the final supremacy over the Earth. And I said I'd go through all the headlines, and I didn't. I mean, I got into like two or three articles. And it's just like, oh, my God. And then again, I see all these programmed narcissists just wandering around, bumping into each other, totally scared of eternity, totally childlike, totally foolish, self-centered, petulant, pathetic, secure in their weakness.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, take my friend Joe Rogan. I didn't see the whole show, but I saw a clip of it online. He went to one of Ray Kurzweil's big transhumanist events. And the number one rule at those events is robots cannot hurt you. They're here to help. They're good. They love you. They're going to create a utopia. But then in Kurzweil's full writings, he just goes, oh, we don't even want to kill you off, but we'll step on you like a bug or sit on you because we'll just be so much more advanced. I don't believe in God yet. But then DARPA and all these groups say it's going to end in the end of humanity. And then on the back of the badge, Joe Rogan shows it where it says, oh, and by the way, robots and computers will not end in the catastrophic extermination of humanity. And so that's the whole thing of, oh, you just don't get transhumanism, Alex. Really, I just haven't read the minutes of their founding conference back in, what was it, 1951, run by Julian Huxley. I just happen to have read his writings, the head of UNESCO, the brother of Aldous Huxley, where he said, we are eugenicists, but we've got to change our name. And we've got to sell the idea that humans are going to interface with this and be empowered. But in truth, it's going to be the means to dominate and remove the impure segments of humanity as we transcend and become gods? You mean that guy? You mean I actually read the books they wrote? You mean that? But I get to be lectured by everybody who's trendy, everybody who's having fun, and oh, I can't wait to be a robot. One of the guys on Joe's show that I know, Retzel or whatever his name is, he's an interesting guy, but the point is, they're all just, it's going to be fun. I want to take DMT today. And I'll merge with a robot. I'll try anything. The architecture of it is anti-human. The way this whole thing has been set up is to end us. I mean, do I need to read to you every week where they're releasing the ingredients and how to design deadly bird flu, deadly mouse pox, and then the globalists, all they do is sit around talking about how they want to kill everybody all day. And then they infect the human mind that we're ugly, we're bad, the earth will be better for us. So we have a psychological memory, a race consciousness of being anti-human. And these people go, well, yeah, they are going to get rid of us. I know that's true. But so what? We deserve to die. Oh, and the elite deserve to steal all the ingenuity that came from the common people, and they get to go to the stars? Like it's cool to just bend over and get your head chopped off? I don't care if Apple uses slaves and they're replacing them with robots. That's more for me. Every time I'm like, they're shutting down power plants. I don't care. I don't own stock in power plants. You're going to pay more? Yeah. It's just, and then these people do deserve to die, by the way. They want to be, they're unnatural in this system. The globalists create the artificial system to make you evil, and then you beg to be destroyed, and then they kill you. The problem is they're targeting the most virtuous people as well, in H.G. Wells' own words, in this book, The New World Order, top globalist. He said, we're going to have to kill the very best people because they're not compatible in this. Oh, that's a really good group to join right there. Folks, at the end of it is darkness, is death, is pure evil. You can see the fruits of it. Historically, you know it. You see that, the robots will never hurt. Anyone that says that's a kook. Meanwhile, almost all the funding, the Pentagon, everything, is to absolutely target and enslave and shut off the economy as they build giant bases of hunter-killer robots of every type. Land, sea, air, submarines, you name it, hundreds of air drones, designs flooding out, huge automated factories, just mega warfare against humanity. It's like space aliens came and took over the Pentagon and DARPA and are having their complicit humans work with them to build the enemy takeover. And I don't believe that, but I mean, that's basically how anti-human this is. And I mean, it's scientific, it's cold-blooded, and it's coming down.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm going to open the phones up. Then, exclusive IRS manual to tell DEA's use of hidden intel evidence. Absolutely. The entire government knows that they're spying on everything illegally and they're targeting the general public and targeting anyone that doesn't want to be absorbed by the New World Order. We're going to get into my pre-review of Elysium. I'm going to see it tonight as it opens early at his theater in Austin. Also, we're going to get into announcements all over the world of combat robots to be on the streets. Ex-Border Patrol agents warn politicians helping cartels in USA. And I'm going to get to this quick report by David Knight, really detailing the chilling evidence of the most powerful mafia killing Michael Hastings. But right now, thanks for holding. George in Connecticut, or I guess that'd be FEMA Region 1 or 2, is it? Formerly of the U.S. What FEMA region are you in, George?
I think it's 1.
Well, it's good to be number 1.
And it's all liberals up here.
You mean people that associate their power with the corporate occupied robot takeover enemy? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's liberal slave land.
The anti-human eugenics guild posing as liberals.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. And what I'm calling for is I haven't seen you mention it, but there's a site on Facebook called Coffee with a Cop, and it's something that's catching on across the country. Like there's 176 cities, I think, that are actively involved in it right now, and my city in Connecticut is West Haven, Connecticut. And what you do is you call the police headquarters and you ask, you know, where is the next event, or they will, you know, or they will meet you somewhere if you indicate, and you can go in and talk about your concerns about, you know, the local situation, you know, and, you know, even mention federal government problems and so forth. And
yeah,
so
that
on.
Sounds good, and I haven't looked into that program myself, but even the cops themselves think it's good, but if it's federally funded, there are similar programs. If it's federally funded, they're actually getting intel on you, and it creates a Delphi technique. They found that if you feel like you're at the table, even though you're not, you will then knuckle under to what's coming. At the higher levels, if you're a professional, you get a Homeland Security visit and they actually try to put you on the payroll as an outright spy. I'll just tell you this, the federal agenda is evil. Go ahead.
And that's how I read it also. I look at both sides. And, you know, you can see the postings like on the West Haven site. And you got one there in Texas. It's in a town called Farr, Pharr, I think. Far Texas.
Well, I mean, look, it's good to get citizens in to talk to police and get rid of that barrier. But the globalists create the artificial barrier. Then they come out with a plan. Oh, let's all be friends now. Like the Pentagon says, we want to have coffee with citizens. We're going to work with local blogs now. And they'll send the first guys that are friends that actually believe it, who are compartmentalized, before they send in the other operatives. And it's really all an intelligence gathering operation.
Exactly. Well, my wife and I appreciate the way you and your team, you know, get the truth out there, and something that we would never see on television.
Well, sir, unfortunately, I know I'm right, and I've done the research, and I get chills now. Not of fear, just shaking with the magnitude of what we face. I mean, we are in a giant, crazy science fiction movie, and the roller coaster's going up the tick, 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 tick. People are finally figuring out we're on a roller coaster. We haven't even gone over yet. The ride hadn't even started. So God bless you, sir. God bless you. I appreciate you. I say go to these things and use it to go, look, I know this is really a counterintelligence operation. You may not even know that, but I'm the real counterintelligence. And explain to them about the New World Order. Give them the book we sell, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, written back in the early 70s. And go read this book. See how it all came true. Here's a film called Endgame by Alex Jones. You can get it on DVD, make copies, or give them a card with the address and say, listen, I bet you got a lot of family dying of cancer right now, don't you? Look up SV40. They put it in the vaccine.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour here on this Thursday edition, 8-8. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in a moment. We've got some guests popping in that started this highway overpass movement to call for the impeachment of Obama that's been very successful. Just kicked off 2 days ago. They're going to pop in and talk about the power of the people taking action. But I want to just briefly say something to listeners that just tuned in before I go to this brief special report with David Knight and then to your phone calls. When I'm walking down the hike and bike trail by myself, or when I'm sitting down on the back porch at midnight or early in the morning in that quiet, still, focused place, I think Psalms calls it the secret place of the Most High, you know, that calm, clear point. When I sit back and I think, what's most important to cover? What is the greatest threat to humanity? I realize it's the open-air genetic engineering of pharmacological crops to produce everything you can imagine. They can have corn, you name it, soybeans, grow live herpes virus, live HIV, grow chemicals. Plants are amazing. And they're already mutating with other plants. They have thousands of pharmacological crops. And a few times I've had people on the street come up and say I'm a liar because they just can't get their mind around. We're in the 21st century. It is Buck Rogers. And the only technology we're given out of the Chinese slave plants that are now replacing the humans with robots, with the suicide nets, the forced drugging, the forced abortions, they're death camps, you know, that Al Gore basically runs. Apple demands the most savage dehumanization, you know, systems. It's because it's liberal. It's trendy. As long as he says it's liberal and talks in a soft NPR neuro-linguistic programming voice, it's okay. Because it's, hi, I'm Al Gore, Janet Napolitano. We're putting up Jumbotron saying, watch your neighbors. That's not out of the running man or anything. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. Everything's, oh, we're here to help. The drones are here to help. When I really think about what's happening, they are butchering the genetic code of the planet. They are irrevocably carrying out horrible eugenics programs of soft kill against us. And they're launching surveillance systems through all the computers, all the software, all the dishwashers, washing machines. Light bulbs are now surveilling through data going over power lines, into chips, in the light bulbs, on record. Mainline articles about the flicker rates to calm you. And they're calming the police department with the new light bulb. The Pentagon designed it. Oh, it's liberal. And you're like, wow, I'm reading this in AP out of Minnesota. The feds can communicate with the police officers' computers now off the flicker rate. I mean, it's just total deployment, body snatcher level. It's a science fiction movie. And I realize that even my mind has trouble dealing with it and puts up buffers of cognitive dissonance to not be freaked out. And then it hits me. It hits me like a ton of bricks. that I just see the image of a symbol of a human smashing a robot. A classical 1950s-style archetypal robot with a human, a man standing with a woman and his children behind him, just like a cave bear at the cave, smashing the enemy. It's not the technology's bad, but the way it's been designed and the way it's been deployed is the end of us. And most people instinctively go, yeah, I know that's true, because you've been predictively programmed in the culture and the media and the sci-fi for now what's happening, because this is what they're doing. And people say, why aren't you scared? I mean, why do you go in the middle of a lake and swim 2 miles by yourself? They could send frogmen to kill you. And I had a police detective was here, and he was telling me that. Or, you know, why do you go off and walk around by yourself in the woods? Why? Because, you know what, if they kill me, they're just killing themselves. They'll probably kill me down the road, folks. It's just the way it is. You think I'm worried about that one micron? When I realize they're already, for 60 years, been putting deadly fluoride in the water on record to brain damage people and give us high rates of cancer and low fertility. I'm ashamed of myself when I'm tired at a restaurant at 9 at night and I see a family with small kids on their iPads and iPhones and drinking fluoride water, that I'm just too tired to go over and tell them, hey, by the way, that's deadly, and have the dad laugh at me and then say, get away from my table. And I just go, I'll let those kids get hurt, I guess. I'm now complicit. Most of the time I get up and say something now. Most of the time I say, I see you're pregnant. You know, hey, you better check into vaccines. Not what they tell you, but what's on the insert. They didn't used to give pregnant women shots. Yeah, they're pressuring me now to get shots. And the husband's like, hey, buddy. And usually the woman's like, no, I want to hear about my baby. I'm like, sir, I have 3 children. I have a responsibility to warn you. And he's like, all right, but it's still kind of weird. And I go, and I'll get him by the hand and I'll say, I do this every day, folks. I say, if I see a pregnant woman with her husband especially, I'll give him by the hand. I'll say, I care about you. Our responsibility to warn you. You know the government's evil. You know it's bad deep down. And you need to protect your wife. And then I'd leave it at that. And they'll both look at each other. And sometimes if they go, well, what's going on? I'll go, well, see how you thought it was strange for me to talk to you. We're humans. I'm not an iPad or a computer. I'm supposed to talk to you. Your brain's been rewired to not communicate with each other. And a lot of times I'll start getting tears in my eyes. I go, we've got to wake up together. That's who I really am, folks. They're killing us, for God's sakes. What is it going to take to get it through your head? That's why they've sent in Russian sex operatives on me in New York City. And, you know, I don't go get set up by them because I don't want the Russian sex operative. Number one, I don't want to cheat on my wife. Number two, it's not even a big temptation because I realize I'm in a giant war for humanity. I can't be distracted by the Marilyn Monroe lookalike, even though they know that's what is in my mind's eye. I can't be distracted by those things because it's a full-on war for the full future of humanity, and I'm committed to it. But the normal response is to warn everybody. The normal response is to go do banner hangs. The normal response is to go up to every cop you see and give them information. And if they bow up and act weird, you go, listen to me. You know stuff's in trouble. Do you care about your family? I had local police and then some MI5 guys and feds come around while I was at Bilderberg, and they one group tried to intimidate me and act weird. I knew who they were, and they couldn't believe I knew who they were. And I said, you know, I bet you got family dying of cancer right now. I go, look at this newspaper article. I happen to have it. I go, look, 40% of you are now going to have cancer. You think that's normal? Go ahead and act like Secret Agent Man or do something for humanity. They come back days later and go, here's all the info. You're right. We're sorry. That's right. You just need to join humanity right now. You know it was waiting there the entire time. You know it will fulfill you, or you can turn yourselves over to a bunch of hunchback globalists who think they're going to play God, who really just like to kill people. They're turning the whole planet over to AI, artificially intelligent, autonomous machines. Already, you're already in a Terminator movie. You're already being assessed right now by this. Well, I am the organic response to it, and I am the human response, and I am my ancestors' response to it, and you are your ancestors' response to it, and we are the bridge to the future of the human destiny to decide our development or stand out and be destroyed. I am not going to stand out and be destroyed. I am not going to say humans are junk. I'm not going to say you're ugly and evil and bad just because you've been programmed that way. What is a spirit? It is the program of evil or good. It is a virus, or it is a protein. It is the wavelength. It is the mindset. And they have hit us with viruses of greed and deceit and lies and pettiness and backstabbing and manipulation. And that will bring us down, folks. They have used incredibly weaponized culture to destroy us. Let's go to this David Knight piece. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, on the very mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Very powerful piece from InfoWars Nightly News last night. Here it is.
2 weeks ago, a key witness in the trial of a mafia boss was found dead. He had said, "The best revenge is getting on the stand and looking him in the eye. It's going to be a great day." A couple of weeks later, Steve Rakes was dead. The police told the family it was suicide. But there were facts in the case that weren't consistent with suicide. His family said he wasn't suicidal or depressed. His body was found without phone or wallet, and his car was missing. A man with a story to tell about a secretive criminal organization with a history of murder. A man determined to tell that story, regardless of what happened to him. The man dies, and the physical evidence isn't consistent with the conclusion the police immediately jumped to. I'm not talking about the mafia witness now. I'm talking about Michael Hastings, the man who had information about the world's largest and most successful criminal organization, the CIA. The difference in the two stories is that Steve Rake's family and friends pushed back against the official story. They demanded and got an investigation. And after 2 weeks of investigation, they learned that he was murdered. Although the official story is that the murderer had his own agenda and wasn't working for the mafia boss. That hasn't happened with the Michael Hastings story. His wife, after initially saying she was going to take down whoever had killed Hastings, has now presented the perfect picture of a gleeful Stepford wife.
He always had at least 5 hot stories going. That was Michael's. You know, my gut here is that it was just a really tragic accident.
What a strange comment, and what a strange reversal. But then again, she did work as Director of Communications for the National Security Council. Hastings' apparent murder under suspicious circumstances, while he was covering a story that was going to embarrass the government, affects all of us, not just Hastings' wife. This goes to the heart of corruption and crime at the highest level of our government that's manifesting itself in multiple scandals that have roots with both parties over multiple administrations. Hastings' murder is an attempt to intimidate those who would report on the crimes of our government. And while the government may be spinning the story now and stonewalling on information, the truth will eventually come out. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight. State of Mind, a documentary that's carried by InfoWars.
Absolutely, and there's an ad for State of Mind at the end to wake people up, available at InfoWarsStore.com. I promise I'm going to Dale, Kevin, and others straight ahead on the other side. We're in trouble because we've been incrementally conditioned to accept that the establishment can do whatever it wants. The government has hired more and more people who believe that the public is there to serve government and that they are the masters. They are the authorities. They are the officials. They are the masters and not the servants. In fact, we have some footage that one of our reporters got last night. We're going to be playing later. Heard a big ruckus, opened his apartment door, and saw a SWAT team running around, and boy, they were real friendly to the fellow slave. Well, I guess they're not slaves. I was reading where all over the country, the government bureaucrats are exempt from the license plate cameras and the AI systems. And I was reading where Congress is exempt from Obamacare and some of the other bureaucracies. The feds are going to exempt federal workers now. And I saw a bunch of other articles where government is exempt, but you're not exempt. You don't get a warning about the cancer viruses and the vaccines, the fluoride in the water, do you, dummies? No, you don't. No, you don't. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Oh, I've kind of been ranting a little bit about the technology.
All right, I noticed. I'm afraid you're going to drop over. Don't do that. Take care of yourself. Tell me. Anyway, I was in the doctor's office yesterday, and get your take on this, just an observation. I was waiting to see my eye doctor yesterday, and I'm there with my wife, and she reads something in the newspaper, and it goes, Obama this, Obama that. And I said, well, we need to figure out some way of making sure exactly the opposite happens of whatever this man wants. So the people in the doctor's office erupt in my face. Oh, give them a chance, give them a chance. And I said to myself, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have some fun with this. And I said, well, I said, he's had 5 years of a chance. And I said, he's just not getting the job done. And I said, this isn't left wing versus right wing. This is a man woefully engaged in the destruction of our country. And it just goes over their head, Alex. They just don't get
it. But, I mean, here's what's happened. They have bought in, just like those email scams where you think you won $1 million, you just got to send them 5,000. You send them 5,000. The million doesn't come. Well, now they need 10,000. And a lot of families break up. People even have mental breakdowns, end up in mental institutions over this, believing that the millions are really coming. They don't want to believe they've been conned. That's what Obama is a fraud to buy into. A movie star, basically, that they have an imaginary relationship with, and he acts like he likes them, just like an info babe, you know, licking her lips on Fox News. You guys think she likes you. It's a high-def television. Looks like a beautiful woman's there, you know, making the eyes that she's attracted to you. No, she's actually thousands of miles away. So these are just programmed zombies. And you've got to tell him that. You've got to go, look, he's a fiction controlled to program you. You've bought into him. You've been conned. And then say, I know you won't listen now. Later you will. I mean, that's why I say to feds and people, I go, hey, you notice a lot of people are dying of cancer right now. Go look up SV40 or other things, cancer viruses, and find out about the plan to put cancer viruses in there to reduce population. Your government is killing you. And they almost always go look it up and find out it's true and then freak out. Or they go, okay, they're killing me, big deal. But, you know, you got to just bypass them all the way and go right to the hardcore info. But, I mean, you know, they work at a doctor's office. They don't respect their patients. You know, the idea is you're a bunch of idiots. They're the experts. And so there's nothing more arrogant than the employees of most doctors. They're even more arrogant than the high priest in the white lab coat. And so how dare you come in there and even have an opinion? Shut your dirty mouth, bud.
Well, then I went on to say, you know, on the theme of the doctors, I said, did you realize that the implementation of Obamacare, and I haven't heard this too much, but is a willful, frontal, direct attack on our constitutional freedoms?
Yeah, I mean, it gives all your data up to them. They can tell you what health care you get. It takes your money to give it to private corporations. Yeah, it's totally, totally evil.
They just don't get it. And I want to say to your listeners out there, anybody out there that doubts what this man is saying, stop it now. He's telling you the truth. But that's all I had, Alex.
Well, God bless you, sir. We don't have time to go to the next guy, Kevin, until we come back. I'll get to Kevin, then I'll get to Ted and Rambo and Joseph. We'll get to all of you. 800-259-9231 is the number. Listen, I told you 15, 16 years ago the NSA was spying on you. I told you how they were doing it because it was all out then. And I told you, okay, the Pentagon's designed a worldwide control grid, and they say the same system they have in Fallujah is for us, and that we're all seen as the enemy. And then now they just put it out in the Army War College. I mean, this is all public, folks. And the globalists call themselves technocrats. So when I get up here and yell and scream about robot takeover, they're the ones saying that. I mean, the smart meters do control your power and charge you more and rip you off and dial into all your devices. They don't need Google cars to drive around now stealing all your wireless traffic. They just have a robot on the side of your house. They call it a smart meter. You could kill somebody and they thank you if you called it smart. Here, this is smart.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I'm going to continue with your phone calls. Everybody that's patiently holding, I'm going to get to you. We're going to be talking to James Neighbors, founder and joined by co-founder Dallas Thurman of Overpass.org. They've got a bunch of amazing videos of convoys of troops cheering them and honking when they say impeach Obama. People trying to start fights with them, coming over and pushing on them, who again, hate the First Amendment. But it's important to exercise the First Amendment, period, whether it's against GMOs or pro-Second Amendment. A lot of these groups are out there. It's really nonpartisan. It's for Obama's violation of the Constitution. We're going to be talking to them in a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, the revolution against the technocrats is to not take their deadly vaccines, which are they're on record spiking. It's not that vaccine science doesn't have some real efficacy behind it. It's that they jack them on record. They're eugenicist killers. You know, the Tuskegee-type folks, you know, forced abortion-type folks, the shadow government people. You don't want to take anything they're pushing on you. The folks that say DU is safe for our troops to use when they know full well what it does. That's the rest of the story. Okay, so they want to say, oh, this is an anti-science guy. No, I know the science. They banned Gardasil all over the world. They found that it's a sterilant to sterilize women. Told you that 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I mean, I looked at who was funding it. Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. He says we're giving these shots so people don't have kids. Wow, who'd have thunk that? Excuse me, I'm now ranting. I just get so angry, man. I don't like this. They're attacking us, and I'm tired of it. Excuse me. I'm going to settle down right there. The point is you need to purify your water. And we sell the best vitamins, minerals, water purifiers, Modafylon, the best seaweed extract, you name it. We sell the best stuff, period, at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds and puts fuel in my war machine against the New World Order. And we need a lot more funds to ram over the enemy. 110%. I am 100% ramming speed. And I need fuel to accelerate even more to just absolutely slam them. All right, and I got a bunch of plans. So get to InfoWarsStore.com and get great books, videos, ProPure, lowest cost, 10% off promo code WATER. You don't only get great products, you get the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. And we got all the great Interfood stuff in there. We've got just, you know, so much of it, the turmeric, all of it, the very best brands, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call and ask questions. Ask about different discounts and order via the telephone if you'd like, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. We'll get you to the very same place. And I want to thank everybody for your support, buying the books, the videos, all of it, the new film, State of Mind that I'm in, that we're distributing, all of it. It's all a win-win-win-win-win in the fight against the tyrants. And again, folks, I tend to start getting angry on air sometimes. And it comes off sometimes like WWF wrestling. That is an imitation of what every culture looks like when people are getting hyped up to go to war. And that's just instinctively how I am. When I start thinking about the thousands of things the globalists are doing to us, I get very, very upset and very, very agitated. I mean, I was yelling during the break, ladies and gentlemen. Because I understand that we're under attack. People go, man, that's like crazy. No, that's not. That's what a male does when they realize they're under attack. They get fired up to do something about it and then take action. If I'm up here sometimes at 10 o'clock at night on a deadline, I'm exhausted. I can't get the work done. My brain's not working. I don't go drink coffee, folks. I literally just think about what the New World Order's doing. And I pull up pictures of little kids that they've taken in foster care and tortured and murdered. That's my cup of coffee. They need me to come to their aid. That's normal. I'm here to champion the innocent, and you should be too. You should take it personal when somebody tramples on your rights and tries to walk on you and tread on you. That's the mark of a free human and free civilizations. The mark of slaves is not getting angry about this stuff. In fact, I saw a quote that I'd seen before, and I thought it was powerful, so I tweeted it out last night. It's up on InfoWars.com. Let me find it. This was said by Yamamoto Hargakure. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. And that is what we need to do politically. The way we need to be desperate. The enemy's desperate against us, desperate to do evil. We have to desperately resist them. Desperately. Desperately. When a child gets stuck under a car, it's been recorded hundreds of times, and a woman picks up 1,000-plus pounds or 2,000 and shoves the car off the kid because it's begging and squealing for mommy, and the cops pull up and see some little woman pick a car up, they go, that's desperateness. That is the way of the desperate. All right, that's what I'm telling you. It's time to get desperate because we're in desperate situation. And the people we've got on next, they are desperate. I'm going to say it again. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. Go to Real Alex Jones and retweet it. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. And that's what it's all about. You've got to find that desperateness in you, that real human power. That's where it's really at. That's where you're going to find God. That's where you're going to find honor and truth. That's where you're going to find everything. And that's when you're going to stop having fear. The only fear is letting this scum run all over us. They're going to go down, and they're going to burn in hell. Excuse me. Now, I apologize to our guest. I'm just really fired up. I pushed him back 30 minutes because I'm so wound up, and I wanted to settle down before I got him on, and I can't do it. I like what they're doing because it is. It's the bare minimum. It's a little bit of desperateness. It's getting out on the highways. It's going out there without permits, which are unconstitutional, and hanging banners and communicating. And telling and letting some scum come over and try to shove them. And letting the military honk. And letting everybody know we're waking people up. And you know, the 90% of support they're getting out there. Just a couple guys get together, launch this. And now thousands all over the country have done it. Thousands in L.A. alone. Hundreds in Austin now. More people. And they will encourage others that will still encourage others on top of that. And sure, no plan's perfect, but they're getting up off their butt. They're getting in motion. They're putting themselves against the New World Order, against the machine. James Neighbors and Dallas Thurman, while you're talking, we'll be playing some video stuff over the back of you. And I'm kind of wound up today, but good job taking action. Guys, tell us about the idea, when you had it, and when the next actions are.
Well, the idea, it's something that's been brewing in me for a long time, trying to find, this is James, by the way, everybody, it's something I've been trying to find a means to fight back for a very long time, and, you know, because let's face it, the world is headed down the tubes if we don't stop what is happening, and if we don't stand up, we're headed for a very, very dark place, you know, In the process of trying to find some means to do that, I came across an article about a protest out in California, and just kept getting drawn back to it, and drawn back to it, and drawn back to it. And it finally just occurred to me that what was going on out there with those people could be duplicated anywhere. Anybody that's got the smallest amount of motivation to make their life better, to stop the government corruption and the endless abuses to the American people and to civilization, to all of humanity, you know, anybody with any motivation at all could get out there and do something. And that's the biggest problem that's going on right now, is the fact that people have started to accept the fact that there's nothing they can do, and it could not be farther from the truth. The fact is, everybody can do something. You just have to make the decision to do something. The only person that stops anybody from doing something is the person that decides they're not going to. And, you know, we came up with the whole idea just kind of came across just instead of going to Washington, D.C. and facing a media blackout where nobody would hear about it, you know, if we're everywhere where everybody can see us, they'll learn that the mainstream media is lying to them, and we'll start causing people to question things and to see that they'll have hope and that they can do something, and they don't have to worry about losing their job or taking a week off of work to travel to D.C. just to not be heard. They can be seen and heard by everybody where they live, and that's the most important thing.
What about this incredible footage of the cops shoving somebody that was out there at the deal? This didn't happen in most areas. Talk about North Korea, and then they grabbed the person again. Well, what happened there?
They came up and asked him to take his signs down, and he went through, and this is Dallas, by the way, and he had all the legal DOT standards for California, and he kept, as you can see in the video, Alex, he kept trying to show it to him and show it to him and show it to him. But, like, the police state, they want absolutely nothing to do with...
You know, I'm getting the point. I'm going to be honest. I'm getting the point where I see cops doing something like that. That's what I got to be honest about. I can't take much more of this crap.
No.
I mean, I'm getting the...
What we're trying to do is try to raise the attention of it, and that's why I sent those videos into y'all, you know. Spread it out there. Look at what they're doing to Americans who are just simply trying to exercise their First Amendment.
Yeah, they let the illegal aliens take over the highways, and they let the anti-gunners, whoever they want. But you go hold up a sign saying impeach Obama, they come beat you up.
Yeah, like the Trayvon Martin people. Look at them. They just swarmed to the freeways. And here we are peacefully holding up signs, trying to wake up America. Hey, come join us, overpasses.org. We want your attention. We want to show you that there's a platform for Americans that want the freedom back of this nation.
Man, those cops.
To join us and stand
up. Were those
the cops come in and just absolutely take it over.
What, you know, what department were those?
CHP, I believe it was.
Very shameful.
Very.
Yeah,
very
the Highway Patrol. What's been interesting about it is the local police in almost every instance has been very supportive of what we're doing. It's the highway patrols that we're having 99% of all the trouble with.
Well, I tell you the answer. I want 100 times what's happened, especially in these North Korean areas like California. Is this stuff like this didn't happen in Texas? The police were supportive. I mean, just the First Amendment. We need to take over overpasses everywhere. And I'm telling you, man, these cops need to be sued. I mean, because shoving somebody and knocking them down on the ground like that, that can kill somebody. And they just think we're there as doormats to be walked on by them. And they're such idiots because the New World Order is on record going to take their stupid pension.
You know, and them pushing their own personal agenda against our civil liberties and our civil rights it's unacceptable. You know, and I contacted Brian, the individual who was actually pushed down. And I told him, hey, you know, if you want to help push this further, let me know. I'm by your side. I will help you go to the extent of the ends of the world.
Well, I mean, it's now time. These government billboards with their propaganda, people know what to do. It's now time with the bumper stickers, people know what to do. Our founders did that for decades before the war. It's time to get aggressive in the info war. They don't like people out on the highways. Well, just wait what you're going to get.
Yeah, there's a writing on the wall, and we're trying to do it through peaceful manner.
Unbelievable.
Through the framework of the Constitution is what we're trying to achieve this action. But
well, tell us about, now I noticed the military, we've got the video of this, but when we play some of the audio, cue up the military convoy honking. They'll probably find out who they are and try to get them in trouble. But you got overwhelming support from the videos I saw all over the country, but even in California, of people honking on the highway for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The video, I believe, was in Delaware as well, where they had a previous incident with somebody from Delaware, where they had a state trooper come out and tell them that they had to move off the overpass. It was private property. Well, it's not private property if it belongs to the taxpayers.
It's That's right.
The public property. So he was misinformed, and he made them move. But so they went back out and encouraged them, hey, you know, y'all get back out there and keep doing what you're doing. What they're doing is wrong, I said. But look up the codes in which that officer violated. Take them with you. And then when he comes back, show them to him. So it just so happened when they went out the second part of the day, that's when the military convoy came by, you know. And to see the military convoy honking in support, waving in support, you know, that's kind of a good feeling to know that, hey, at least some of our soldiers here in the United States are willing to stand up with the citizens and say, hey, you know, enough's enough. You know, out here in Houston, I had a retired NCO officer I was speaking with, and I tried to get his mutual consensus of the officers that he worked with, and he said they can't stand Obama, that they cannot stand him. You know, and he asked them if they were told to ever go and go against the citizens of the United States, what they would do. He said majority of them would tell their men, come on home, let's go protect our neighborhoods. You know, so Mr. Obama's got something else coming if he thinks that he's going to swoop in and take over this nation with the military.
Well, they're certainly gearing up for it. There's no doubt. Well, gentlemen, you've got hundreds of thousands signed up now on your Facebook and tweets and Twitters and all the other places. Tweets and Twitters. I sound like Rick Perry on your Twitter. How do folks come out and join you? I mean, let me tell you what I did. I put out, now it's close to 1 million free bumper stickers in the magazines and mailed out free bumper stickers to folks that wanted them. And I kept seeing them stick these anti-human stickers down on the hike and bike trail. And I'd seen a few of my stickers stuck up by somebody, not by me. And somebody was peeling them down and putting up their commie stickers over them. So somebody went down there with hundreds one night and stuck them up with super glue so you can't get them off. Gee, I wonder who it was. You know, that's my answer to this. Somebody tells me I can't hang banners up. I'm going to hang banners up every night and every day forever. That's the answer to tyranny. Just they escalate with us, we escalate with them. What do you say to that?
We've had discussions about that, and we'll leave it at that.
You know,
we have had discussions about it, and we do have plans.
You know, the fact is that everybody that thinks they want to do something or says they want to do something, until the rubber meets the road, it's all talk. The fact is that we've got to have people out there, not in the dozens, but in the thousands, in the millions.
Exactly.
And you know, we have to have so many people out there that there is no police force large enough to arrest everybody.
Well, in most places, they're smart. Even if they're tyrannical, they know making an issue out of it will only bring more to resist. But in California, obviously, they're so drunk on evil and all the dead babies and all the drug dealing and all the child molestation the government runs out there that they think they can do whatever they want. The answer, especially in California, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're against this tyranny, if you're a real liberal who's against the NSA spying, everybody needs to come out everywhere on your overpass or your street corner and your capitals, whatever. Get out there. And when you see somebody, folks, doing this, you pull over and join them. Even if it was for an hour. The reason they want you off the streets is they know this is how revolutions start, peaceful revolutions. And let me tell you, they start hurting people, it's going to cause a physical one because we're sick of their North Korean garbage. When is the next event?
August 17th is our next national event. Every state's got something planned locally in between now and then. And so, you know, you just have to get on our Facebook page and look for that info. We're also starting to transfer all of the dates onto the website so people that don't do Facebook can participate as well. I mean, just all you have to do is just go to Facebook and search for Overpasses for Obama's impeachment, or just go to overpasses.org and, you know, just join up. I mean, even if you only have 15 minutes on the way to work or on the way from work, or, you know, on the way to go do something. 15 minutes standing there, it's better than nothing. You're doing something. You're taking a step in the right direction.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and you guys have done it. Overpasses.org. The time for talk is over. This initiative is only one salvo in the overall war for human liberty. We, humanity, are on the march. The globalist empire is on the run. Stay with us.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have...
Wonder where they're off to.
That's a military convoy. Where is this where this video was shot with the military driving by honking back at you guys?
I believe that one was in Delaware.
Well, so this happened all over the country. We saw a lot of it going on in Austin, Texas. So great job, guys. And I hope now that it's getting more attention that you'll get hundreds out at each event. And I hope that all the so-called neocon talk show hosts who won't ever really oppose Obama and the globalist, I hope they'll all get behind this. Have any of the other big talk show hosts had you guys on about this yet?
We've been on a couple podcasts, and that's about the extent of it.
No. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. Talking about Glenn Beck. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Now, we contacted them several times. I was actually on Dr. Gina's show on the 6th. And I wish we'd been 15 minutes later on there, because as soon as I got off of that show, that's when the Highway Patrol came to shut us down in Oklahoma City. And what's ironic about it is they said we were a danger to traffic, but the only time traffic was having any issues is when they were there. The danger to the traffic was them, not us.
Well, I mean, it's pure North Korean garbage. And the answer is for more people to show up. And again, you're going to target coming up August 17th. I think that's great. What is that? Is that next? What day is that next week?
That's a Saturday.
Everybody needs to get out there Saturday and videotape any police that are unconstitutional saying don't be there and put that out. But again, it's all about an intimidation. Slaves don't go out on the streets. You know, what are they going to use? Water cannons and German Shepherds, like your Martin Luther King or somebody?
You know, we're hoping to compile, Alex, all the video and pictures we can get of these officers coming out there just acting like foot soldiers, you know, just not knowing the Constitution. Like, for example, I had a conversation with the Texas DOT. We had a deal out in Amarillo where the police showed up, and the DOT told the officers that what they're doing is wrong and they cannot do it any longer. So they reached out, contacted me, and I spent the morning on the telephone with the gentleman from Miguel, I think his name is, the actual supervisor that was out there. You know, and I told him, I said, hey, have you ever read the Constitution? I said, do you understand what you're telling people? No, sir. Then he tried to pass the buck back off to the police department, you know, and we're getting circles. We're getting circles. But
No. It shows this country.
Regulation.
This country is, folks, they're illegally spying. They're gutting $85 billion to foreign banks. They've had a criminal takeover, and they want now the police to engage in criminal activity. And I'm telling you, the answer is to quadruple what you're doing. And, folks, even if you can't show up on an overpass to really reach thousands, do it on the side of a street at a busy intersection, just like the people that are out there, you know, promoting condos for sale or whatever, or a restaurant, and let them try to say something there. You know, get past caring if somebody in an outfit, in a costume, because when they're violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, they're a clown in a costume.
Exactly.
They have disgraced their uniform that is supposedly the symbol, and that flag that's the symbol of the rights they're wiping their big fat butts with. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but these are disgraceful people. Now, in most areas, I saw videos, the police are very supportive of the First Amendment and don't want to live in North Korea, and that's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Here in Houston, they're very good. Yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, the day before, they came out, and we have a diplomatic officer of some sort. She follows everywhere we go. She has a black charger. And we had another special unit assigned to the protest, you know. And when I was done, I gave them each a little American flag.
Exactly. I've had that same unit down there protesting the Federal Reserve. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We'll get an update from you next Friday if you can do it. But why wait, folks? Get out on overpasses now. Get out in your neighborhood now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, taking your phone calls. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is going to be popping in as well. Give us her take on geopolitical developments via video Skype in a moment. Kevin in Florida, thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm glad you articulated the whole technocratic takeover. I wanted to clarify to people that the new Chinese supercomputer, the Tian 2, they call it, essentially means Milky Way 2, is capable, or after they work the bugs out, will be capable of 54 quadrillion processes per second. And to clarify, that's 54,000 trillion processes per second.
Yeah, humans can't run the system they're building. The machines are taking over, and they're designed for dehumanization. What do you think's going to happen?
Hell if I know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's the headline. A Chinese supercomputer is now the world's fastest by a lot. And again, they're being wired into everything with algorithms to control us. Man, I tell you, that is a nightmare scenario. And then all they say is, we come in peace, don't worry, it's all for your own good.
Oh, yeah.
So are you an engineer, going to college to be an engineer? What are you doing?
No, I guess you can call me a hacker. I'm just, you know, I'm a computer guy.
What do you think about my hour-long rant? Do you think it was too extreme, or do you think it wasn't extreme enough?
Oh, no, it was great because people really need to, you know, this is really the main focus. People want to talk about Obama and everything else. And, you know, that's really got nothing to do with, you know.
Well,
really
I agree. People say, then why are you making it about Obama? Because they've been programmed. They won't even listen to me unless I talk about Obama. He could be even on the left or right because he's the front man right now. So, if you say to a socialist liberal, hey, let's kill all the gun owners for Obama, they're like, yes. But if you said Obama wants to get rid of socialism, they'd go, yes. It's like a programming thing. And I'm not even trying to program them. I can't even get in the door to deprogram them unless I talk about the Obama stuff. We just need to get people moving and against the agenda that is Obama. Sure, Obamacare isn't Obamacare, but it's known as Obamacare. A local pirate radio station that's on a frequency not interfering and putting out good news isn't really a pirate. They're really a resistance person. But I've got to use the term pirate to communicate with the nerve ganglia neurons in the electrochemical homo sapien computer system.
You're doing a great job at it, I'll tell you that.
Well, where do you think it's all going? I mean, I see the so-called hackers not buying into the NSA's bull. That's good.
I mean, as you say a lot, you know, I have all your podcasts. There are still good people out there, and I don't think it will succeed in the long run.
My gut tells me that's the only hope we've got. But let me, it's just, if we had good people running things, it'd be super dangerous with what's being developed. The folks that are running it don't care. Like I said, I've got more articles about reactors melting down all over the world. And now it's like, oh, it's radiation's no longer bad. It's like, I mean, really, the elite themselves are not. I've talked to a lot of top globalists on and off air. They don't work as hard as they used to. They become decadent and are taking Prozac and, you know, have five mistresses a week or whatever. And they it's just, man, it's Rome, baby. It's Rome with nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, fission fusion weapons, antimatter weapons. This will make the NSA go crazy. Robot fleet. And they're all on power trips, but they're not in control of themselves. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the majority of the population is already on psychiatric drugs. And, you know, it's out of hand.
Yeah, and it's a chemical warfare takeover. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney coming up, and we will take your phone calls. Ted and others, Rambo and others, we'll get to you all straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv is the subscription news site if you want to support us. 11 memberships for the price of one, just spread the word.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits wave life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20.
We are back live with Dave Mustaine bringing us in along with Ronald Reagan. What a combo. You know, Ronald Reagan said a lot about small government individualism, but the government grew faster under him than it had ever any other time in history before him. And then it's grown more under Obama than all presidents before him combined, because the special interest know what they want. They don't want an economy based on what's good for the people or what individuals vote with their dollars to do. They want an economy of the insiders. And you can call our government fascist. You can call it crony capitalism. You can call it centralized. But they use a fake socialism on the grassroots to control and make the public dependent. And we see our nation absolutely shutting down. We see the globalists attacking any sovereign nation they don't control, Libya, Syria, our government publicly funding Al-Qaeda. The last time she was on with us, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, and we appreciate her coming on again, she made the statement that Barack Obama isn't the lesser of two evils. He's the more effective of two evils. I think Glenn Ford, a writer, actually coined that, if my memory serves, but she was quoting him. And that's absolutely true. It's that Obama's like Coke or Pepsi or the NFL or Ford or Chevy. It's a branding. And he's a nice guy, smart, well-spoken, makes you believe him. I sit there and watch him lie on Jay Leno going, Jay, we don't spy on the American people. That's an absolute certified lie 2 days ago on record. Clapper said it, so did Alexander, but when they said it, they looked like they were lying. Obama says it, he is a good liar. So, he's like a cloaked Klingon war vessel. You don't see it, it blows you away, to use the cheesy sci-fi analogy. And can you imagine if Bush, or even Mitt Romney, was trying to attack Syria or Libya and bring in Al-Qaeda? Can you imagine if Bush or Romney was trying to increase funding for basically forced abortions in China? Can you imagine if Bush or somebody was giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks like has been happening under Obama? I mean, the last caller said, why do we talk about Obama when there's this whole technocratic, computerized takeover, machines replacing humans consciously, towards a end of the civilization as we know it? Because I can't even communicate with the public until I say Obamacare is bad and then point out it was written by insurance companies to rip people off and not even to help poor people who aren't covered. So I wanted to ask former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who you can say what you want about this lady, and we're going to give you her new campaign website. She has a lot of courage. And she would bring up the NORAD standout on 9/11. She would bring up DynCorp and child kidnapping rings that were in the news at the time, but nobody bringing it up in Congress. Sounded crazy, but she was reading out of the Chicago Tribune and the Associated Press. She would bring up the $2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, the people been killed over. And that's why you saw the controlled liberal and the controlled right-wing press always try to destroy her, because she's real. I've met her before, getting a Project Censored Award out in California. She's been on the show many times. And we're going to talk about her plan to run for office again and which website is best to give out. But first off, Cynthia, thank you for coming on with me here today. Everybody always asks to have you on the show. And we're honored to have you. I know you're busy. I know you've traveled to Libya and other countries when they're war zones, so you can give a first place approximation of what's going on. You've tried to break the Gaza embargoes as well. So you've got a lot of courage. That's why we admire what you've done. But first off, this whole Barack Obama thing, am I wrong to say that he is incredibly successful for the establishment because it all becomes about him and not about what's actually happening?
You're absolutely right in saying that, Alex. I think he has been the perfect foil for people on the left and people on the right, because now a dual agenda can be achieved through one person. And when I say that, what I mean is we have the left that have basically done a stand down and allow the president to do whatever he wants to do, even when it contradicts their own values or stated values or progressive values like war, being anti-war, for example, being anti-war crime, being anti-torture. I mean, these are things that are not only U.S. law, international law, that signify a civilized nation. But these are the things that progressives hold near and dear. And yet you don't hear a peep from the left when the international, you know, peace is broken because of the aggressive militaristic stand of the Obama administration. Now, at the same time, there's something else that happens. And the something else is that there's an ability to take advantage of the fact that he's black. That does several things. One of the things is that it gives the international community a moment of pause, because those policies that I just enunciated, the militarism, the globalism, the service to the international bankers, goes against everything that the civil rights movement was all about. And so people hearken back to the days of the civil rights movement when they think about Barack Obama, when they see Barack Obama. And so it causes a moment of disequilibrium when they say, okay, he's killing people. I know that's wrong, but somehow there must be a rationale that makes it all right. You know, that's the sort of thing that
he's doing the best he can, when in truth, he's ramming through an agenda that nobody else could get away with. I mean, it's over the top.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I have given much thought, as I've enunciated to you on this show, about the Second Amendment. And my feelings about the Second Amendment and what happened with Hurricane Katrina. But now I do believe that we all have to rally around every item in the Bill of Rights, or else we will have no more rights.
That's right. And absolutely.
So then that comes to the third sort of function that I believe Barack Obama serves, and that is, and because of his race. And that is that there's a segment of the white population that is extremely that extremely scrutinizes everything that he does. Now, scrutiny of a public official is not anything that's bad. However, what that does is that sends alarms up through the other part of the U.S. constituency.
Oh, no. I mean, it gets racial division going. MSNBC says racist things and does it. And then that gets the racist end of the right wing doing it. And then exactly what the establishment wants. And Obama and his handlers and his minions, they all know exactly what they're doing. It's so clear that when they say, if you don't support what Obama does, you're a racist. And yeah, the whites are dumb crackers. It's pure MSNBC is in invoking, so we all fight with each other.
Absolutely. The agenda has always been, if you go back to the counterintelligence program, the document, the founding 1967 document that targeted what they call, what the FBI call black nationalist hate groups, that document states that one of the purposes of COINTELPRO was to make sure that blacks and whites don't come together. So with that in mind, what is it that we can do to foil their plan by coming together? How can we come together and deal with this race issue so that we deal with it once and for all, and then we can focus our eyes where they belong on the international bankers and all the rest of them who have come together to take away our rights?
Absolutely. I mean, how do we do that? Because even though I covered the Trayvon Martin thing, you had to, and covered that it was divide and conquer, even covering it still divides and conquers.
Yes, that's right. And I got a lot of that because I posted my feelings on my Facebook page. I have an official Facebook page, Cynthia McKinney Official. And there, you also know that I'm engaged in a PhD program that's quite intensive, and it's about leadership. So I thought that we would talk about the various types of leadership on my Facebook page. And then we would also engage each other honestly, where it didn't matter what you said or how you said it, as long as it was how you truly felt, so we could get that out on the table and then deal with each other where we are, because that's the solution. So anyway, in the midst of the Trayvon Martin thing, I decided that I would just put out there, I think we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That Truth and Reconciliation Commission could go back and deal with all of the outstanding issues that we have with each other, not as a sideshow, but as a serious national engagement that will allow the voices of everyone, not just to be heard, but to be listened to, so that we can come together with a solution with that will allow all of us.
And then bury the hatchet
together.
Let's talk more about that when we come back, and then I want to get into geopolitical, what's happening. When you visited Libya, the things that are happening there now, what's happening in Syria, and so much more with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. And is she going to run for office again? We'll talk about that. Cynthia McKinney is our guest. Let me ask you this now. Are you going to be running for office again anytime soon? I know the Democratic Party came out against you and ran the guy who thinks that islands float and will jump over it against you. So, I mean, so what's going to happen next? Are you going to run for office anytime soon?
Well, Alex, you and I can talk off grid about that. Right now, I'm focused on my getting my PhD, and my mother would kill me if I said anything else. So I better focus on that right now. And I'm very close to entering candidacy and writing my dissertation. So all things remain possible.
Well, that's fantastic. What's the best website for people to visit? Is it your Facebook or?
It's the Facebook Cynthia McKinney Official. Now, there's a lot of Facebooks out there that have Cynthia McKinney, but Cynthia McKinney Official is my official Facebook page. It's the one that I engage in.
You know, you know somebody's a threat to the establishment when the entire mainstream media comes after you and, yes, and then drums you out of Congress repeatedly. But talking about a Truth and Reconciliation Commission or something, the problem is they'll never let something like that happen because they want to just keep things going forever. Or if they did, it would be to actually just create more division.
But you know what? That's why we have to be in control. And there's a difference. And now that, you know, I'm studying leadership and change, the fact of the matter is that we have a lot of people who are in positions of authority, but they are not leaders. The leaders are the people out here who are organizing in their communities and listening to your show and then sharing the information in their network and their circle of friends. And those are the people who are the real leaders.
Oh, no, you're right. We don't have leaders. We have a stagnant ruling group of kleptocrats who are rigging all the markets and are absolutely stagnant.
That's absolutely right. So what we need is to transfer the real leaders into the positions of authority. And that's a project that is desperately needed while the window is still open. You mentioned Star Trek. Well, you know, Battlestar Galactica has the Cylons. And then, and then Caprica was the whole story of how Cylons came to be. But the idea of them embedding things first, it's, you know, embedding chips. But now they've moved to the stage where they can embed ideas.
That's right.
In people's heads. So this is a brave new world that is opening up that will allow them to close the window within which we are able to pose an opposition to what they're
doing. And, you know, that's what everybody is saying. I had Ron Paul on 2 days ago. He said the exact same thing. He said, the race is on. They're trying to bring in a technocracy to enslave us. And that's what you're saying separately. Everyone who studies this gets a chill up their spine, realizing that our world's being turned over to the most cold-blooded anti-human scum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have been at people's, at a blind woman's home at 3 o'clock in the morning when she was evicted from her home. And the bankers, the banksters, because they're gangsters, no one has been prosecuted for fraud that has been perpetrated on the people of this country.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the bankers steal trillions. They even take people's houses that are paid for. And then now they send SWAT teams to people's houses to take their homes. And they do it illegally. It's just pathetic.
You're absolutely right. I've faced those SWAT teams. I've been inside those homes of women who paid. In fact, a friend of mine in Chicago was evicted on her birthday. She's a community organizer in Chicago, evicted on her birthday, and she never missed a payment.
I know.
People are having their homes taken away from them for nothing just because there's a class of people who are greedy and enough is never enough for them. Our response has to be coordinated. It has to be well thought out and planned. We have got to organize. And so that means that you and I have to be able to talk to each other. The people who like me and the people who like you, we've got to talk to each other. The people who don't like me, but who also care about this country, we've got to talk to each
other. Absolutely. We've got to start talking to each other. They want us watching mainstream TV, not talking to each other, not being in the street. Cynthia McKinney's our guest. Stay there. We're going to come right back and talk more about geopolitically what's happening, but also the collapse of our economy. Straight ahead. Stay with us and phone calls.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I know we had callers holding since before Cynthia even got here, but I bet she can talk on any subject you raise. Just address your questions to her or myself. 800-259-9231. I like doing that because they'll take us in directions I wouldn't have probably gone in. 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Cynthia McKinney here in just a moment. But first off, I want to tell you about Cell Shield RTQ at InfoWarsHealth.com. This has 300 milligrams of turmeric root, resveratrol 200 milligrams, and a bunch of other just amazing stuff in it that they've got major studies on as a cancer preventative, just overall extremely. This is the supercharged stuff. Cell Shield RTQ, available discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, certified non-GMO. Simply amazing. The Beyond Osteo FX for your joints. Hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also sign up there and get free shipping online. Or when you call, you can ask about the free shipping. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. InfoWarsHealth.com. And don't forget my favorite, really the only energy drink I'll use. Instead of drinking coffee in the afternoon now, I take a Pollen Burst Plus that's got my mug on it. I loved it so much when they were coming out with it. They said, hey, try our new one. Do you like it? I'm like, I love berry flavor versus the old orange flavor. It's still pretty good. And they still sell it, but I like the berry flavor. And it's got a bunch of stuff in it. Just check it out. Healthy energy drink with the B vitamins and all the others. And just simply amazing. Pollen Burst Plus, InfoWarsHealth.com. And the toll-free number is right there on the site. And then when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, the books, the T-shirts, the videos, the latest issue of InfoWars magazine, you can buy in bulk or get a 12-month subscription, has the face of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman split and put together, you know, saying divide and conquer, how they use that from both sides to make it about division instead of about all the really serious things that are going on. That's just some of what's covered in the current issue. Great way to wake people up is with a big, slick, color magazine full of quotes and factoids and documentation, and you support the free press. The answer to the Internet Kill Switch print 2.0, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Going back to former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Cynthia, looking at this and the point you were getting to, I want to talk more about the banks, because when you get up there and you say they're taking people's houses that were paid for, it's even come out on CNN pieces we've played where in Florida, hundreds of homes were taken last month. I mean, I've played it many times, that were completely paid for and that they never had the deed to. And the courts just let them do it because they're even selling houses they never even owned. They've sold the same houses in derivatives sometimes 50 plus times, usually only about 3 to 10 times. I've had all the big lawyers on that have been in the news in one cases. I mean, you say that and it sounds like it's crazy that foreign and multinational banks that are tax exempt, that Obama makes jokes about, you may not laugh that this evening was brought to you by Goldman Sachs, but they don't care if you're laughing. They still make money. These are the people sucking Europe dry. These are the people on record taking 45% out of all Cypriots' bank accounts in Cyprus to bail themselves out. I mean, this is beyond insane. Global government by kleptocrats, by banking mafia, and now the attorney generals of the states are getting laws changed because they broke all these laws to let mega banks take your house with no proof. I mean, this is incredible.
It absolutely is incredible, but it's actually happening. And that's what people have to understand. Don't wait until it happens to you in order to start fighting back. And that's that. If there's any disappointment that I have, or maybe something that I'm learning, and that is that these disasters have to become more proximate to individuals before they can actually see, before they can actually believe that their government is actually doing these things to innocent people. Yes. And the people who have these positions of authority, who we vote for every 2, 4, and 6 years, ought to be looking after us, and they are not. They ought to be holding the word accountable on the tip of their tongue.
Wow.
At every meeting. But that doesn't happen. And the Congress is charged with the responsibility of oversight. Oversight of what the executive branch does, as it is the one that creates the policy. But if you look at the judiciary throughout the country, there's an individual here in the state of Georgia. I only know him as Lawless Bill, but he went to every one of the 50 states and he recorded by video individuals who had run up against corrupt judges, a corrupt judicial system. And of course, people were coming out of the woodworks in order to tell their stories. It's called their story. It's called Lawless America. And you can look at it online, Lawless America. But there are people like Bill who, and now, of course, he's suffering when people assume the mantle of leadership, then you can, of course, expect them to come back.
Well, Cynthia, you know, it's funny. I want you to continue along this line. Then we're going to have some phone calls. During the break, I was thinking, why are we becoming so evil? Why are things collapsing? Why does every metric show it's getting worse? And it hit me. People don't take other people suffering or being wronged personal. And they think it's like a victory to say, well, that doesn't affect me, even though it actually does affect them. They don't see, and as things get worse historically, people tend to get even more self-serving when they need to understand that it's because we've lost our instinct to stick up for each other. I mean, used to, you know, if CPS bashed some 2-year-old's brains out, granddaddy's going to go shoot him. It didn't matter if he went to jail. So CPS wouldn't do that because they knew somebody's going to come after you. And now people just go, well, cop shot me in the back or killed my kid for no reason. I'm not going to do anything. Or somebody kills a cop. Nobody does anything. I mean, we see a cop in Austin run over for an hour, bleed in the street. Nobody helps him. And it wasn't because they were a cop that people don't help anybody. And it's this attitude of I'm going to get ahead worrying about me. What type of, like these people euthanize their old folks or don't even visit them in the nursing home. Right. Nobody's going to care about you. It's this loveless, empty, soulless world of just a bunch of fake idiots. I don't understand it.
Human beings were evolved with empathy. And that's what we're talking about. So, you know, if I come onto your show and I talk about loving my neighbor and loving humanity and loving humankind, you know, I sound like, you know, what's she tripping on? But that's what we've absolutely lost. And when we lose that, we allow the sociopaths and the psychopaths, people who don't have any sense of remorse, any sense of empathy, no sense of compassion for anyone else, we allow them to step on us
and take over.
And then take over.
That's it. I mean, it really, and are you noticing that either people are becoming more human and loving again, or they're becoming more sociopathic, almost psychopathic, like they're into manipulating? They actually know about all this info, but they make the decision to prey on people.
Well, look, I think, you know, one of the things that we were supposed to get around to, and I fear that we might not, so I'm going to bring it up now.
Yeah, bring it up now.
Benghazi.
Oh, no. In fact, I forgot that's why I wanted you on. Go ahead. Yeah, because I heard you on another show a few weeks ago, and I said, please get her. And, yeah, let's bring that up.
Because it's clear. I mean, you know, I don't have access to anything except my own common sense, right? And my experiences of knowing what a government is capable of doing.
And you've been to Libya.
That's right. And I've been to Libya many times. Now, what was clear to me is whatever that operation was that was going on in Mexico, fast and furious, for whatever purpose was being served, the same gun running was happening in Benghazi. Now, I don't have any proof. I just have a gut feeling. I have my instinct based on previous experience that that's what was going on. So I will not be surprised. We already have had one member of Congress to publicly state that the Obama administration is telling people they've got to change their names so that Congress can't find them in order to ask them about what was going on in Benghazi.
And that's right. By the way, I've talked to a bunch of people day one, NSA, Pentagon, and State Department. They all said what you just said. It was a gun-running operation, a missile-running operation. So we know they're lying in order to stand down. They wanted something covered up.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, what is it that we are supposed to do when we see that they have lied to us and a crack has come open in the veneer? We have to go inside it for everything that it's worth. We've got to have, and if our elected representatives fail to do it, then we need to kick them out too, because they are part of the problem. If they won't investigate on our behalf, then they are a part of the problem.
And absolutely. And it's admitted the Republicans are helping cover it up because it's all part of the same criminal combine. I mean, from the best I can get, the ambassador was not going to transfer heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. The Turkish ambassador was there and got mad that they wouldn't do it. And so they ordered a stand down of security and sent the Benghazi security force that was the Al-Qaeda group they brought in to attack Libya to begin with, that was running security. And they went in there to kill the ambassador, but they put up a fight longer so everybody learned about the stand down. So basically they just said, kill those people and let them have the weapons so we can deny it later that we gave Al-Qaeda missiles.
Well, that's pretty pitiful. That's absolutely pitiful. But if you go back to whistleblowers from the CIA and the FBI, you know that this is not anything new. And the fact that our government would enact policies, implement policies that end in the killing of innocent people is reprehensible. And what it means is that we have dearly got to change those people who allow it to happen. Those members of Congress who turn the blind eye to this.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham is awful, absolutely awful in the way that he has just become a sycophant for the special interests. And that is not leadership at all. So the people of South Carolina have got to do something about this sycophant to special interest. How is it that he is allowed to stay in there representing?
Well, he says if you even know Al-Qaeda, we're going to torture you and kill you. We have those clips. We're going to put it in the film coming out soon. And then meanwhile, he's involved supporting Obama transferring weapons to Al-Qaeda to attack Assad, who's done nothing.
Well, you see, Assad has done something. Assad has been a thorn in the side of Israel. And if we go back to what the interests are in the region, of course, whatever is going on is not going to put more or less. It's going to put definitely less food on the table. But what the United States policy is in that region is not going to put more food on the table for the average American citizen. So we have to ask, who is this policy for?
Exactly. But how does it even help Israel, the people, not their leadership that wants more war? Why put Al-Qaeda in charge in Syria?
Well, here's the thing. There's a new field of inquiry that has been developed. When a government is destabilized, how long will it take to put another government back in place such that it is functioning on behalf of the people? And I forget the name of this field of inquiry, but the answer is that it takes about 12 to 15 years. So imagine what a country can do to consolidate its own position if it's got 12 to 15 years in which to do it. imagine how quickly the noose has been tightened around the Bill of Rights right here in our own country in fewer than 15 years. So if we look at what can happen in terms of Israel being able to have suzerainty over the entire region, remember, Israel has a nuclear triad. That means they can launch nuclear weapons from air, land, and sea. And they're the only game in town that can do that. But that is changing. So if you destabilize the region, then you have that suzerainty for at least 12 to 15 years longer.
No, that's right. And then bottom line, destabilize, put Al-Qaeda in, have them wreck everything. And then the public's so dumb, you'll go fight them 5 years later and blow them up again as a way to just kill more people. And it's totally cold-blooded. And I don't even think the average Israelis, from what I read in their paper, understand that, just like the average American. And then again, you use the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties here at home when it's totally synthetic.
First of all, you create Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then you beef up your military and everybody's military around the world so that you can fight Al-Qaeda. NATO is an anachronism. NATO should have been dismantled the day after the Berlin Wall came
down. That's right.
And if not then, certainly with the implosion of the Soviet Union. But now there are people who want us to believe China is our enemy. Russia is our enemy. Al-Qaeda is our enemy. Each other, we fellow Americans, are our enemies. And as long as we practice this kind of destabilization, not only in our neighborhoods, but globally, then the same people walk away as winners.
You just said it. It's full spectrum dominance. It is getting everybody to fight with each other while these multinationals are tax-free with diplomatic immunity, playing us all off against each other, selling weapons to both sides, selling racism to both sides, selling division. I mean, it's they run the world. The globalists playing everybody off against each other. It's totally sick.
But now, Alex, we've been losing, and I'm sick and tired of losing.
Well, I want to hear about how you think we win and take some phone calls with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. Smart lady, folks, as you can see there. Laying it out, it's how it all works. This is what our upcoming film, The Obama Deception 2, is all about. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, some of these callers have been holding for a long time, and I want to be able to go to them. We got Cynthia McKinney here, but briefly, getting into taking things back, I think it's realizing the real political system we have is a sham, and I think that's happening. That's why you see the police state being put in place. But we have to reach out to the enforcers as well so they understand what's happening. And I got to tell you, more and more, I do see the police and military I talk to aware of what's going on. Now, Cynthia McKinney, what do you say?
Well, that's why I've reached out to the Oath Keepers, and I always say whenever I'm in a public forum that I respect the Oath Keepers. In fact, when we were, not we, because I wasn't a part of that, but the soldiers, there's a film called Sir No Sir that documents the refusal of soldiers in Vietnam to actually fight. And so we've got to have some people who will say, yes, I am involved on the inside, but I am not going to become a tool of oppression for the people.
It just comes down to saying no. I think that's the big part of the solution if you're in an unjust war. Imagine, too, if you're drafted to go to a war and you learn that the bankers are selling the weapons to the North Vietnamese on top of it. I mean, it's all just a moneymaker, just like they're funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Ted in Arizona, thanks for holding you on the air with Cynthia McKinney. Go ahead.
That's how you're doing.
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
I'm just curious to know, does anyone of you know of a company by the name of Westat? They're going to begin pretty shortly here doing in-home collection of cheek cells, urine samples, and I believe blood samples, and it's gonna be, I think, in about 239 different U.S. cities. I mean, it's a done deal, but do you have
Yes, sir. They're actually having police checkpoints where they act like it's the law, and take cheek samples because they don't have to cut you. The inner cheek cells flake off, and they're now taking it at warrantless checkpoints. And yes, I am aware that they're coming to people's doors offering them money. They want the DNA database. Cynthia, this is just all more of the science fiction movie we're living in.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And of course, this is another thing that started. If you look at what's happening in the Black community, they would set up roadblocks and they would take the DNA swabs. They'd say, okay, someone has a criminal act has been committed and it was a Black man that did it. So we've got to go in and take a DNA swab out of every Black man
in Louisiana. They did it in whole cities.
That's exactly right. So my point is that just pay attention to what's happening and know that if you don't stop it over there, it's going to come and visit you. So you have to stop it over there. The body cavity searches. Remember, that's what was happening in San Antonio on the streets, Latino and Black men. Now, white women are having their cavity searched. It's amazing what I am surprised.
By the way, we've got the Black ladies on tomorrow that happened too. We're trying to get the two white sisters as well. But can you imagine the same glove too? I mean, that's rape. And the cops just do it now here in Texas. I see the state police. I'm actually scared now. Because, I mean, it's pretty scary to know now they want to do that.
Right, exactly. And they'll do it to anybody. And this is the message that if we don't come together, like reaching out, I'm not familiar with this company, but please, I know you probably have it posted, and I will look and search because I need to know more about it so I can warn
more. Look, I know you've got to.
Do not submit under any circumstances. Sure. Do not submit.
Yeah, I know you've got to go soon. Can you do 5 more minutes with us?
Yes. Well,
okay, 1 minute break. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. That's pretty much customary now. And thank you so much. We'll look more into that Westat company and get details, Ted. Thank you so much. We'll talk to Darren and a few others on the other side with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. I tell you, she is a ball of fire.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a story up on Infowars.com. Russian military joins race to engineer killer robots. And the first commenter says down here, if it turns out like their AK-47, we'll be in trouble. The point is that we shouldn't let our governments engineer our own destruction, all because the military-industrial complex went crazy. That's what Eisenhower warned us about. That is not some, you know, far-out idea, folks. We need to decide on a good civilization, not a nightmare civilization. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is our guest. Quick final calls for her. She's held over to take them. Darren, and then we'll try to go to Dee and others. Or no, Richard, you said, was up first. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mr. McKinney and Mr. Jones. I got a quick question.
Sure.
Mr. Dick Gregory, everybody knows who he is. Mr. Steve Coakley and Mr. Williams Peppers put out a very intense documentary on YouTube proving that Jesse Jackson and Billy Giles and some other very prominent Blacks and whites were in on the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Is there any possibility from what you've been hearing, Mr. McKinney, from the inside, is Jesse Jackson ever going to be brought to any kind of justice for that?
Well, that's an excellent question. And actually, when I was in the Congress, I held an 8-hour conference on the murder, the assassination of Dr. King. And there I had Judge Joe Brown, I had William Pepper, I had Martin King III. I had Phil Mellinson, who was a friend of James Earl Ray. And the story that's out there is not an accurate story. If you go to DOJ.gov and put in the search, the Justice Department website search, MLK, you will see the story, the report that was issued under Janet Reno. And if you look at the SCLC minister, that SCLC minister is never named, but that SCLC minister is Jesse Jackson. And then there's the Memphis minister, and that Memphis minister is never named, but that actually conforms to what we now know about Reverend Billy Kiles. So there's a lot of information that needs to come out.
Absolutely. But
it will be brought to justice. Yes.
And we won't be hearing Obama at the Martin Luther King thing where he poses as Martin Luther King talking about that. And then, of course, Jesse Jackson went on to do exactly what he was told. I want to get Dick Gregory back on. He hadn't been on in a few years. He's a listener. We've got his number. Or at least we did. If we don't, we'll get it from Cynthia. I want to get him back on. We just had William Pepper on about a month ago. So that's a great idea. I should get them back on. A good point, caller. Thank you for raising that point. Let's talk real quick to Dee in Texas. You got a quick comment. Go ahead. Dee, we're going to have to let you go. Do you got a point? All right. She's gone. Look, I've got all these other callers for the guest, but I'm just not going to be able to get to you. I apologize. The other callers love to get back to you tomorrow if you can get in on the show. But just on that point, look at what Jesse Jackson then did after all those years, playing the part of playing division, the race card, to actually get different groups to dislike each other. I mean, it's just like a boxer throwing a boxing match or something.
Well, if you go to the COINTELPRO papers and specifically the church committee reports, you will see where the number two at the FBI focused his attention on creating a leader for black people that would be acceptable to the political elites. And that was the program that was carried out. All we have to do is go back and read, and then we'll understand what's happening now.
You know what? Give us a history lesson, because I know you were there for those hearings and testimony. You have all the research. This is on record. Let's get you back sooner than 6 months. Come on in a few weeks or a month, and let's give a history lesson on all that.
Okay.
Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a great lady. We'll be back, folks, in retransmission.